your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. I got to tell you, I'm really excited that John Huber has agreed to take some time so he can be on the show once a week. It's particularly important to me right now to get a clinical psychologist, PhD clinical psychologist, opinion on many of the things that are going on in our country. And the reason I say that is because it isn't scary right now what's going on in America. It's absolutely terrifying. I'm going to turn this over to Jimmy here in just about probably less than a minute, but I want to bring up three things first. Number one, the ferry system in Washington State, because they cannot find employees, is basically crippled. I don't know what's going on in terms of airline schedules, but I know the Southwest was basically crippled last weekend. I'm looking at the inflation that's going on right now. I paid over $5 a gallon for high test gas to put into my car yesterday, and I just kind of shook my head. I placed an order yesterday for groceries, and it was literally for the same items that I purchased last week. My bill was literally 30% higher than it was last week. I watched film clips of Joe Biden walking from airplanes to the White House, or helicopters to the White House, or what have you. And let me tell you, his body language showed me that the man really, really belonged in a physical therapy situation. He is looking old. He rambled. And he is not fit to be the president of the United States at this moment in time. Probably never will be because of the aging process. Kamala Harris, his successor, is absolutely terrifying to me. Now, one of the things that I find to be absolutely amazing that's going on in our society, because I really believe in high moral values, what they are teaching, and I've done research on this, what they are teaching our children in grade school and occasionally as high as middle school is absolutely an abomination. Jim's wife happens to be on the school board of Blaine. She knows this firsthand. Jim, what are you hearing?
Well, I mean, it's becoming quite obvious around the country. There's been quite a few major events where schools have been teaching sex education and putting in, pornography books and into the curriculum, and parents are pushing back on it. But basically, the crazies are running the asylum right now. It is unbelievable what some of these extremists are willing to push and what they're willing to say and what they're willing to tell our children at a very early age. And it goes not just in the schools, but it's in our local health departments as well. We've basically had most of our institutions in America, our local institutions, especially in blue states like ours, have been infiltrated by people that are on the extremes. They're ideologically driven by the extremes, and they don't have any sense of moral values. They don't have faith in something bigger than themselves. And if that's the case, then anything goes. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a collapse of American civil society and a destruction of our education system in many states, mostly driven by Union blue states, that is frightening the heck out of my children. My children are now being, asked what their pronouns are when they go to class. I won't even discuss, because I'm afraid to discuss some of the specific things that are out there being taught in sex education classes. And of course, the health department, you can go online for Whatcom County Health Department, Washington State Health Department, and take a look at some of the recommendations and some of the discussions that they have for children. It's like, it's absolutely disgusting, and it's absolutely going to be destructive to these kids and, destroy any sense of parental control or moral value if this continues. And it has to stop. It has to stop.
One other thing I want to bring up is when I was watching the news last night, a blurb came on that said the latest about Hunter Biden. Keep in mind, Hunter Biden is the son of the President of the United States of America. He is a very definite reflection on his father. Number one, he was discharged from military service for using cocaine. His father, on the record, said, "I'm very proud of my son for what he did in the Navy." And then yesterday, art critics were wondering how Hunter Biden could be asking the prices he's asking for his artwork, because he is basically an amateur, not really a renowned artist, and he's asking huge amounts of money for his artwork, and they don't feel it's worthy of the prices he wants. His comment on the record was, "Tell those people to go F-H-U-C-K themselves." That's the family of the President of the United States of America talking on the record. I am more than a little concerned. I'm terrified as to the direction of our country. Jimmy, we got about 3 minutes here. Let's continue.
Yeah, Al, you know, you started this off with a list of issues and the concerns. And this is what you get when you get a fraudulent president. One who came in under fraudulent circumstances and being controlled by people in the background in order to achieve their political ends. We can't trust our election system. I got yesterday in the mail, my wife and I both got two voter cards, two ballots in the mail. There's no control on these systems and the mail-in process in these states like that. So you can't judge whether or not he was effectively, legally, and at this point, elected president of the United States. But what you can know for sure is that the people that are running Joe Biden, the people that have taken power in this country, are willing to do anything to protect their power right now and undermine the population in order to achieve their goals. And that's what you're seeing from the bottom up with these different institutions that have just lost any ideological or moral values. And it's incredibly frightening. I've never in my life expected to see it. And it happens so fast here in the United States, where these basically corrupt people like Hunter Biden are now running the show, where the Merrick Garland threatens parents because they're complaining about the issues you're talking about. The Attorney General threatens parents with the FBI to investigate them because they're angry at the curriculums that are put in their in their children's faces by these corrupt progressive ideologues. And then he's going to declare them domestic terrorists. He's under congressional hearings today. I'm going to be interesting to how it goes and how many he's been attacked. But I'll tell you, it bodes poorly for the future of this nation.
Got to wrap it up, Jimmy. Ladies and gentlemen, time for a quick top of the hour commercial break. Going to be right back with Jimmy and a conservative candidate for office here in the county.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.